Chapter 2. By the time they turned into the long gravel drive and pulled up outside Brierley House, the sun had burnt away the fog. "Nice place," Cantelli said, climbing out and stretching his hairy forearms into his jacket. "Can't be short of a bob or two." Horton gazed up at the brick and flint period thatched cottage. He wasn't so sure. The house looked neglected. The thatch was yellowing and loose in places. The wooden window frames in need of replacing, and the paint on the heavy wooden door chipped and faded. It was in sharp contrast to the gardens either side of the drive, where the grass, although showing signs of suffering from the long hot August, was nevertheless neatly cut. The borders teemed with colourful fuchsias, and at either side of the door stood two standard fuchsia plants, a riot of pinks and purples. It took several stout knocks, a call through the black iron letterbox, and a finger pressed permanently on a brass bell, which Horton suspected didn't work before they got a response. Cantelli had been about to set off round one side of the house in search of its owner when the door opened.
"Mrs. Thurlow?" Horton asked.
"Yes," she replied guardedly, restraining a golden retriever who looked more welcoming than his mistress. Cantelli eyed the dog warily as Horton quickly made the introductions and flashed his warrant card.
"I'm sorry. I was in the garden. I must say I didn't expect anyone so promptly. I've not long telephoned."
She was quite a handsome woman, Horton thought, with good bone structure and cool green eyes. He guessed she was about mid-50s, but her tanned and weathered face made her look older. Her grey hair was untidy, and she was dressed in shorts and a faded T-shirt that had smears of earth on it. She stepped back and Horton dipped his head as he entered. The dog barked. Cantelli hesitated.
"It's all right, he won't hurt you," she assured him.
"I've heard that one before," Cantelli muttered,
following her into the coolness of the hall, where she let go of the dog's collar. Horton smiled as the animal pointedly ignored him and sniffed around Cantelli.
"He likes you," Horton said. "Glad someone does."